It just gave me the inspiration. I mean, a lot of Ed Sheeran's music, quite honestly, but like that song in particular gave me the inspiration to kind of like just really play and kind of like write lyrics with my whole heart. You know what I mean? To just put my entire heart into it and to just create something beautiful with that. You know what I mean? And everything that kind of comes with. But yeah.
I've found that it can be kind of hard to do that kind of open heart surgery. What's your writing process like?
A lot of my writing process has kind of evolved. It started very like, I'm just going to get my feelings onto paper and just kind of make it work from there. But it's become a lot more meticulous just kind of as I've gotten more into like the singer-songwriter process and trying to like put these songs out there and just see people's reactions towards them. It's something that as time has gone on, you know, I'll do line by line, like kind of create a story as I go. Be a little bit more thoughtful in the sense of like letting the idea kind of surface prior to kind of just being like feelings and then throwing a bunch of stuff on paper, and then having like a kind of feeling in mind and then trying to translate that in the way that the song's actually played and sung, you know what I mean, to try and capture this feeling into something that's just really personal and something that I can like, you know, share in ways like this, like getting on stage or like, you know, I was just at the Jungle open mic before this and I played a couple songs, you know, hung out with a couple of my friends and the people there and you know, the person running at Greatness, who's a great guy. And yeah, and just it's become such a huge community thing for me where it's kind of like ventured off from the realm of like, here's me just writing songs in my room to like, now I'm sharing these things and people are coming up to me and telling me what they think. And now there's just like an expectation and now it's like I'm kind of meeting at that level where it's like now people locally I'm just meeting and now they're following me and into it and it's kind of cool.
Yeah, I think that a lot of that answer kind of answers my next question, but I also think that there are other things that are in there. What does making music mean to you?
It means a lot to me. I mean, it's something that like I think the more time goes on, I've started to kind of visualize as like each album or each like thing that I work on is like an entry in a diary in a weird way, because I used to journal quite a bit, but I don't really do it anymore because I feel like this kind of hits that niche for me where it's like, you know, it's just all these albums that I have on Spotify and Apple and the things that I'm doing with my time and whatever the case may be. They're all just like little moments into like my diary that I'm like writing all my feelings into. And like, you know, if you listen through each of these albums individually, there's a very cohesive story being told. It's just a matter of like listening through the whole thing and kind of taking it in song by song and being like, what's actually being said here? You know what I mean? Like conceptually, like the title, even like the color of the track, you know what I mean? Like whatever the case may be, like the singles that were released. These are all just like little bits and pieces of just the things that I've been kind of doing with my time where I just love conceptualizing these little projects and like putting expression into it, you know, in whatever way like kind of makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. Are there any like takeaways that you would like people to take away from? So you have two albums?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Are there any like key moments or key messages that you would like people to take from either
of those? So Twin Flames, the first album that I have on Spotify and Apple, was something that was very like unplanned as it was kind of happening. It was like I wrote a couple songs, people, you know, and then felt a heartbreak and I was like, "Rawr, feelings," and you know, play these songs for people. And then through people kind of building me up and just being like, wow, that was beautiful, or like, oh, like I would love to, you know, hear some music on Spotify or whatever the case may be, like people kind of boosted me to a point where I was like, oh, I could put something together, and like maybe this little like pipe dream that I have kind of sitting in the back of my head is something that I could actually like try to achieve at some point. And and yeah, I think if anything could be taken away from that first project, Twin Flames, and this was produced in cooperation at home with my friend Brandon Dominique, who's an extremely talented producer, and has worked with me like on most of the project, if not all of the projects that I've worked on, just whether he's like touched it or whether he's been like all in and kind of working hand in hand with me day by day. But it's about community. And I think that statement and that kind of story in itself speaks to it. 'Cause when you go through it, even just the way that the album ends, it ends on a cover of Chasing Cars done in like at a show filled with 100 people in my friend's backyard. You know what I mean? And I think it's something that like speaks to the community, the whole thing. And it really comes down to like, this is about community and about people and about sharing feelings and about putting it all on paper and just like going out and sharing it with the world. And then Lilith was something that was written and recorded more in isolation, where the first one I worked purely with community. The second one I was like, let me try doing this purely on my own and not telling anybody, maybe sending a track to a friend here and there to see how it sounds and to see like what the reception would be like, but keeping it extremely baseline, like extremely like, who am I showing this to, and like being extremely thoughtful about it. And weirdly enough, that was something that took off a little bit more than I assumed it was going to, where people started really kind of listening to the stuff I was writing after that point and being like, wow, who is this? And I'd get more shows, you know, like I'd go to open mics and the booking agents would come up to me and be like, hey, like, we would love to get you here like next month or like next week. And, you know, like get hit up like middle of the week, like, hey, somebody dropped out of a show, do you want to fill in? You know, and it just created so many opportunities for me and the kind of little journey that I've been trying to go on with all these songs and these like feelings.
Yeah, that's great. Another thing that I noticed was on your Spotify, your top city is Sao Paulo, Brazil.
I saw that. Yeah,
followed
that's
by
weird.
Melbourne, Australia.
It's very
strange.
Do you
know what that's about?
So I know a couple people in Melbourne, which is kind of where that comes from. Where
do you know about seven people?
Apparently, yeah. Okay, yeah, well, so I knew like two, and then those people were like, oh, like queer singer songwriter, whoa, and then like sent all my shit around Australia to like their friends and shit. And then what was the other one?
Sao Paulo, Brazil.
So that my friend, a friend of mine lives in Brazil, and I'm assuming she's been listening to my music, if that's what it comes down to. But yeah, cool. That makes sense.
Very cool. And then you've also got Seattle, Paris, and Brisbane, Australia.
Oh wow. Damn. Yeah. Quite a bit of places.
Yeah. So do you promote yourself much on social media? How are you getting your music out there primarily?
Yeah, so I have, you know, TikTok, Instagram. I put my stuff out. I keep up with that kind of on my own time. And past that, it's kind of just word of mouth, honestly. Like, I've never really paid for promotion or anything like that. I've never had like any sort of like publicity in a kind of real sense. It's all just been me like, oh, like, here's a video I'm gonna post it on Instagram, see how it does, you know. People send it around, like people know people, and it's all just been kind of organic, honestly. Yeah, just like, and it just gets around. And there's one song in particular that really kind of got around, which is like a cover of Will the Circle Be Unbroken, like specifically from Bioshock Infinite that I kind of picked it from. But that one's gotten a little bit of publicity with people, and it's kind of gone around a little bit more. But then some other songs, like some songs from Lilith, ended up on like the playlist of somebody who had a song in like Atypical. You know what I mean? And like a lot of these little things, and people just end up like finding these things and sharing them. In LA, that was that one person who kind of shared that to a playlist. And yeah, so it's interesting. I think like now I'm trying to figure out how to like work with that more, because clearly so much of it is just random and just putting stuff out there in general, right? Where it's like, it's just a matter of like, oh, just getting out content, just putting something on TikTok or Instagram, or like, you know, scheduling something like this, or like hitting people up at venues to try and get some, like, you know what I mean? Just to move this forward in a way where I'm like, you know, I'm still doing my day-to-day job and can like keep up with that and still kind of push this music thing in whatever way makes sense until it pays the bills.
Absolutely. And along the way, you're making a lot of people happy with some really cool music.
Yeah, which is always nice. You know what I mean? And it's nice to like hear such kind things from people. I mean, that's something I don't think I expected to kind of have happened as much as it's happened in the past couple past couple of years with so many people who are just so nice and so supportive and say such kind things. You know what I mean? Like, I had a friend of mine, well, now a friend of mine, but at the time a stranger, she was like, "Oh, your voice is beautiful." And I was like, "Oh, thank you." You know, just you're doing the whole, like, "Oh, thank you. I appreciate it." And then she grabbed my shoulders and she's like, "No, your voice is beautiful." And I was just like, wow, I really felt that one. Okay. That's good to know. But, you know, it's just such, like, high levels of, like, appreciation to it, which is something that I never could have really imagined would happen so quickly. Just so many people saying such, like, beautifully nice things that make my day every single time I hear it. And it feels good.
So how long have you been playing music?
I've been playing music since I was about 13, 14 years old. My dad taught me how to play guitar, which I kind of just took and ran with after that point. And I've been singing since as long as I can remember. I was a pretty quiet kid, you know what I mean? But that was something that, like, you know, whenever I was alone or whenever, like, nobody was home, whatever the case may be, I was just singing at the top of my lungs, like, kind of on my own time. And, like, the earliest I can remember singing is, like, yeah, I mean, like, 7 or 8, you know, when I was, like, playing PS2. And, you know that song Kingdom Hearts, Simple and Clean?
I don't.
Yeah, what it's, like, it? the opening to Kingdom Hearts 1, which is called Simple and Clean. And the lyrics were in the back of the manual for it. It's sang by Utada Hikaru. And I would just, like, belt that out as a little 7-year-old kid when I was younger. I would just, like, yeah, just sing at the top of my lungs. And yeah, a lot of this is just kind of, like, you know, people, I don't know, I always talk to people and they're like, "Oh, you know, I've been singing, like, and I sang in a choir and, like, I had vocal lessons and this and that." I never really had any of that. A lot of it was just, like, me as a kid just messing around, like, singing things that I like singing, or, like, you know, like, singing, like, Every Time We Touch by Cascada, just because it's, like, a fun thing to sing when you're a kid, you know what, yeah, I mean? Or, like, or, you know, I got really, really into Ed Sheeran when Plus came out, and that was, like, probably, yeah, those were a lot of the moments that kind of, like, shifted me out of, like, okay, like, I'm listening to the music my dad's listening to, like Led Zeppelin and stuff like that, and moving into an area where it's, like, now I'm kind of just seeing what I like, you know what I mean? And I love that, like, acoustic, like, really kind of bare bones acoustic, like, heartfelt singer-songwriter stuff, and also just, like, really kind of, like, acoustic rap is a fun thing that I've been messing around with for a bit, and trying to do a little bit more of that, just, like, rapping on acoustic, just, like, really, really simple. Because it's just something that, like, the more I go out to these open mics, the more it's like, oh, if, like, you know, if I'm at the Jungle, which is a pretty rap-heavy open mic, I can rap, you know what I mean? And people are like, "Oh, who's that?" Or if I go to, like, the Lily Pad, and it's, like, super acoustic, very low-key, you know, I can just play super low-key acoustic songs. Or, you know, I'm at, like, Porter Bellies in Alston, and it's like a pub vibe, like I'm in Lord of the Rings, and it's like, okay, I'm gonna sing, like, every pop song I know at the top of my lungs to, like, get this bar going. Mm-hmm. And it just, all these things kind of just let me touch different areas of music to, like, kind of just appeal to crowds of people and just to get it heard more, you know. And I'm trying to just walk with this energy of just, like, just, I love it and I love the music. And I just love connecting with people and meeting new people and doing the things that I'm doing. And I think that's the thing that people end up being attracted to, is just, like, that level of, like, passion and commitment towards a thing. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Would you like me to play a little bit of the Kingdom Hearts Simple and Clean?
Oh, please.
Okay, cool.
I would love to listen to Simple and Clean right now.
And if you want, you can take a break, grab, yeah, some water.
No, absolutely.
And then when we get back, I want to hear about a couple more of your musical influences.
Absolutely. Sounds good.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Hello. For anybody who is just jumping in now, my name is Chloe Crystal Taylor. I'm going to be your entertainment for the next bit of time. But yeah, this song is a song I wrote called Dance. And these next couple songs, these next four songs in particular, are going to be songs that aren't released that I've been working on for a project that I plan to release this summer. But yeah, and I'm just going to run through a couple of those songs. This song is called Dance, and I hope you all enjoy. Sweet lips, a strawberry kiss, let this moment light up the night. We dance and say everything's okay, let this music bring it to life. My love, you feel so sweet, now I feel complete, and everything is just right. We dance and say everything's okay, let this music bring us to life. And dance, 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 dance with me. Dance, 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 dance with me, yeah. Dance, 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 dance with me. Let's scream it out till we can't breathe. Dance, 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 dance with me. Dance, 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 dance with me, yeah. Dance, 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 dance with me. It's you and me, so let's be free. Sweet lips, a strawberry kiss, let the moment light up the night. We dance to say everything's okay, let this music bring it to life. My love, you feel so sweet, now I feel complete, and everything is just right. We dance and say everything's okay, let this music bring us to life. And dance, 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 dance with me. Dance, 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 dance with me, yeah. Dance, 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 dance with me. Let's scream it out till we can't breathe. Dance, 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 dance with me. Dance, 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 dance with me, yeah. Dance, 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 dance with me. It's you and me, so let's be free. Dance, 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 dance with me. Dance, 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 dance with me, yeah. Dance, 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 dance with me. It's you and me, so let's be free. Dance, 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 dance with me. Dance, 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 dance with me, yeah. Dance, 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 dance with me. It's you and me, so let's be free. But yeah, that song was called Dance. A little bit more poppy, a little bit more dancey. And yeah, it's part of a group of songs that's going to also be very poppy. And just a bunch of songs I'm very, very proud of. It's going to be on an EP this summer that I'm going to be releasing called Gold Dust. And this song in particular is that song, Gold Dust. I'd like to dedicate this to my mom who's listening. And I love you. And yeah, I hope you enjoy this song. It means a lot to me, and it's been the thing that's kind of, yeah, kept me kind of doing my thing and feeling human. But yeah, this song is called Gold Dust, and I hope you all enjoy. Love the way that your eyes look when they open in the morning at me. My skin is glowing, baby, I'm shook. Warm you up like a fire against my heart. Can I kiss your lips? They fit like puzzle pieces. It's our new start when our hips intertwine. It's like so sublime. My dear, can I give you my heart? It's just so clear that we were meant from the start. And hope it's not a problem if I'm a bit broken. We could glue it back together with some gold dust, gold dust, gold dust. We could glue it back together with some gold dust, gold dust, gold dust.
we can glue it back with some. My dear, can I give you my heart? It's just so clear that you're the one who owned it from the start. Remember the night I woke you up crying, held me tight and there was no use lying. Left with an old scar, sunburn, pain I tried to hold back, when will I learn? Oh, in those moments you held me tight, kissed my neck, kissed my back in the winter moonlight. Those are the moments I could finally see, through all that pain, you were still with me. This feeling in my chest, maybe it's love. Can I kiss your lips? They fit like puzzle pieces. It's art. A new start when our hips intertwine. It's like so sublime. My dear, can I give you my heart? It's just so clear that we were meant from the start. And hope it's not a problem if I'm a bit broken. We could glue it back together with some gold dust, gold dust, gold dust. Back together with some gold dust, gold dust, gold dust. We could glue it back together with some gold dust, gold dust, gold dust. Oh, we could glue it back with some gold dust, gold dust, gold dust. We could glue it back with some. My dear, can I give you my heart? It's just so clear that you're the one who owned it from the start. Wanna fly into the night. Oh, it's too cold out here, let's stay inside and sleeping through the night. Just gently shut your eyes. Oh, my dear, can I give you my heart? It's just so clear that we were meant from the start. And hope it's not a problem if I'm a bit broken. We could glue it back together with some gold dust, gold dust, gold dust. We could glue it back together with some gold dust, gold dust, gold dust. We could glue it back with some gold dust, gold dust, gold dust. Oh, we could glue it back with some gold dust, gold dust, gold dust. We could glue it back with some. My dear, can I give you my heart? It's just so clear that you're the one who owned it from the start.
But yeah, that song was called Gold Dust. That song that you just heard before that was called Dance. And that song, Gold Dust, are both going to be on the EP that I plan to record and put out this summer. Yeah. And I hope you all enjoy it. In case you're just catching my name now, my name is Chloe Crystal Taylor, and I'm a queer acoustic singer-songwriter, and I'll be with you guys until about midnight. But yeah, thank you so much. This next song is a song that will also be on that project. And it is called Until Then I Can Only Love Me. A lot of these songs were written this past summer, a little bit after I had been kind of playing around, doing my thing, meeting people, you know, falling in and out of feelings with people. And yeah, a lot of these songs were written in response to a breakup. And this one in particular was one that kind of, when I wrote it, it really kind of dug me out of a hole I was in. It really gave me like a little bit more feeling, a little bit more like, okay, you know, like I matter, and my feelings and my life matter, and I should put a little bit of attention into that. But yeah, this song's called Until Then I Can Only Love Me. I hope you all enjoy.
Light pouring through my window is the main thing that keeps me waking up. Words fill my head from the surroundings and life go still. I see endless possibility, appreciating the beauty and everything. I see harmonies coming. Can I appreciate the love that's right in front of me? So hard, love's there, you never have to look far. I swear it never used to leave a scar, but love's there, look for the light in the dark. Oh, whoa, oh, oh, oh. But I know you've been around for some time now, and I was wondering, how did you pick yourself up off the ground? So hard when you're lost, how can you be found? Maybe the secrets and the love we have right now. I know one day I'll grow into the girl that I was always meant to be. But until then, I can only love me. La da 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 da. Oh. Hmm. Press pause and now cue applause. I just fell in the wave of serotonin wash. Me clean the sip on security. Now I'm feeling the beauty within me. Oh, whoa, whoa. I know you've been around for some time now, and I was wondering, how did you pick yourself up off the ground? It feels so hard when you're lost, how can you be found? Maybe the secrets and the love we have right now. I know one day I'll grow into the girl that I was always meant to be. But until then, I can only love me. Yes, until then, I can only love me. Yes, until then, I can only love me. That song was called Until Then I Can Only Love Me. Thank you so much. My throat's so dry. Would you like to play a song?
I wish I had an instrument with me that I could play. No, yeah, I can play. I can play a song.
Can I choose the song?
Oh, absolutely. Is it a local song?
It can be.
Cool. Yeah, let's do it.
I would like to play. Who's a local artist? A friend of mine just released a new album. Give me one second.
Absolutely.
My
no
friend
worries.
Flora Algiera. They released an album called Once Upon a Time in the West. And yeah, there's a song that I really love off of that album. I really love Vagabonds in particular.
Wow, yeah, just released 11 days
ago.
Yeah,
a couple days ago, yeah. She's super talented. Yeah.
And already has a bunch of streams.
Right.
Good for her.
Seriously.
Yeah, Vagabonds it is.
Good stuff. And then, afterwards we can talk more.
We'll be back.
Good stuff.
I don't want you to think that I need something from you. I'm just as well understanding when it's too soon. someone else. I can't say if it's true that I never take off some summer afternoon.
That was just Flora Algera with Vagabonds, another lovely local artist. And I was reading Flora's bio, and the name Flora Algera is from Flowers for Algernon, which is a cool little reference. And now I promised when we left off with the questions last time that I wanted to ask you about your influences. So yes. Who would you say your big musical influences are?
So, yeah, definitely Ed Sheeran is kind of one of the bigger ones, but Taylor Swift is a really big one as well. Julian Baker, like kind of early in Julian Baker stuff, is like such a huge influence for me. And, yeah, like Louis Capaldi, you know what I mean? I love his new album, like quite a bit. I've been listening to it like a lot. And honestly, like, just Disney in general as a company, like, the stuff they release, and, like, a lot of those songs That like feeling of just magic and all that, I try to like carry that with me a little bit in the stuff that I do, you know what I mean? To just kind of like move with a little bit of magic in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say those are my kind of bigger influences with a lot of the stuff that I've written.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And you mentioned earlier that you have a bunch of music releasing soon. Do you want to give us the rundown?
Yeah, so I've been working with a good friend of mine, Brandon Dominique, and a couple local studio producers, and basically just putting together this project. It's going to be much more fleshed out than a lot of the other stuff I've recorded. Going to be much more thoughtful. Less songs, but each song is going to feel very like full band. You know what I mean? It's going to be a lot more like kind of a studio album. So I'm working on that at the moment. It's about half done. And the plan is to kind of release it around like July. All the songs are written. It's just a matter of getting it on, you know, as it really comes down to most of the time. Just getting it on recording. And working with some local people. And just kind of trying to be more thoughtful this time around about it, you know what I mean? Just to create something that, like, is kind of timeless is the idea. Just something that, like, oh, you're like, oh, I want to listen to that again, you know? And you just, like, put it back on and you listen to it. And that's what I've been working on. And there's going to be much more in the sense of, like, what I can say now is it's... This next year is looking very like seasonal EP releases. So it's going to be like a summer EP, like a fall EP, a winter EP, ... You know what I mean? And all the kind of same idea, like 5 to 7 songs, very band kind of oriented, very put together studio professional recordings, and to just create something that leaves a bit of a legacy. You know what I mean? A lot of the stuff I've recorded and kind of put together, they've all been like home recorded, like kind of scratch tracks, not like scratch, but you know, the longest amount of time I spent on these albums was about 8 months. And that's 8 months of me kind of on my own in between work, you know, doing my thing, trying to put together something that just sounds professional, but I never really like flushed it out in the way that it kind of needed to be, in the sense of like sending it out, you know, having other people working on it, you know, like really trying to like organize it and be meticulous and thoughtful about the way that I'm approaching it. So a lot of this newer stuff is going to be very that vibe. And the feeling is going to change per season as it does. Mm. So, you know, summer is going to be poppy. And then fall and winter are going to have their own vibe. You know what I mean? And whatever you're imagining is correct for the vibe is basically the idea. That's kind of the plan. And a lot of these songs, are all songs I've written over the past like year, and just songs that mean a lot to me that I'm really excited to share with people and to like really kind of, give people the opportunity to like listen to more concretely. A lot of it's just on Instagram. Sometimes, you know, I'll just like post a video and people listen to the video. Or I'll play an open mic or play a show and I'm like, oh, here's some new songs I'm working on. So it's going to be nice to kind of share these things a bit more.
Do you have any songs like, or do you, a single, if you had to pick a single favorite song to play at a gig, which would you choose?
Ooh, like original or?
Well, two separate questions there, I guess. Yeah.
So my single favorite song to play of my originals at a gig. That's a good question. I think my favorite song as of late has been Until Then I Can Only Love Me. Because it's something that, like, you know, I've a lot of the songs I write are very, like, oriented around, like, talking about love, like, relationships, a lot of these types of things. But the songs that, like, I kind of face towards myself tend to be some of my favorites a lot of the time, just because it's something that I don't usually, it's something I do, but it's not something I like do often. So it's like, I'll point the camera at me and I'll be like, what's going on here? And that song's one of those songs that just feels good to sing, you know, it feels good to sing it. It feels good to play it. And then when I play it and kind of do my thing, it, it really brings me back to myself on stage, you know what I mean? Which is something that I feel like I need as it's happening. Another one of my favorite originals to play live is Time to Be Me, for that same reason, the one that I started out with. And for the reason, for the main reason being that it's like, it just reminds myself when I'm up there that like the whole point is to just be myself, you know what I mean? And that the whole point of what I'm trying to do, especially in the sense of like just getting my name out there, like just being authentic, creating something that's like fun to listen to, it all kind of stems down to just being myself, you know? So it's something that I'm trying to kind of channel more and I kind of own a little bit more, you know, like a lot of the times when I play shows, like every show I've played over the past year, every time I start the show, I start with Time to Be Me. It's like that immediate reminder of like, okay, I'm going to be myself for the next 40 minutes in front of 20, 30, 100 people. You know what I mean? Like just to really kind of calm myself down up there, because it's really easy to get caught up in that when you're up on stage in front of like God knows how many people it is that night, you know? And yeah.
Absolutely. And speaking of gigs, you said that you also have a bunch of those coming up.
Yeah, so I have a couple gigs coming up. I'm going to be playing in Worcester on the 19th this month, so in 2 days, on Friday. And I'm going to be playing at Hotel Vernon with some like notable kind of local Worcester people, like Frederick Chamberlain Band and Tasteless Jack, a lot of these cool dudes. And yeah, so those are going to be cool. I'm going to be playing another show at the Jungle on the 22nd. And that is going to be a headline show, if I remember correctly. I might be wrong, but yeah, I'll be playing at the Jungle on the 22nd. So I think that's Monday. And yeah. And for those who, you know, didn't catch my name is Chloe Crystal Taylor. You can follow me on Instagram, Spotify, Apple, TikTok, YouTube, all that stuff. But I have all my content and all my originals posted up wherever I can get them. You know, shows I kind of rotate through pretty quickly, and those come and go very quickly. So a lot of the shows you can kind of keep up with on there if you're looking to like follow more meticulously, and just kind of see what I'm doing. But yeah, and another show at the Jungle for, I want to say it's like March 2nd or something like that, but a little further out. And yeah, just follow, keep up, say hi. I don't bite. I'm just hanging out, I'm just working, doing my thing. So, you know, it's nice to hear nice things and just get to meet new people, come to shows, say hi. But yeah, those are going to be the kind of next shows coming up.
Excellent. Yeah. Hope to see you at some of them, especially the ones at the Jungle. That's
yeah, right in local.
Yeah, right in our backyard. And yeah, so back to covers.
Yeah.
Are there any do you have any favorite? I mean, you played Perfect by Ed Sheeran. Are there any other covers that you like to play?
Chasing Cars is probably one of my favorite covers to play, honestly, just because it's one that like literally everybody in the room knows whenever I play it, and it's like, and it's really easy. It's almost like tragically easy to just grab like five different people and be like, hey, it's in the key of this, and then just get up on a stage with like a jam band, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Which is what I end up doing a lot of the time, where it's like, especially if I'm at open mics, you know what I mean? Like my friend who's a violin player walks in, and then like, you know, here's the bassist over here doing his thing, and then he's like, here's a couple guitar players, and you know, here's another violin player, here's somebody who likes singing, you know, and we'll do backup vocals, and you just grab all these people and be like, hey, we're gonna play Chasing Cars for a packed bar. Enjoy. Let's have some fun.
That's super cool.
And honestly, I think it's something that like kind of adds to, that really adds to the vibe of what I'm doing, especially when I'm kind of just like roaming around doing my open mic thing, because it catches people's attention very quickly. You know what I mean? Because I don't think a lot of people, not that a lot of people don't do that, but I don't think a lot of people necessarily just like have a bunch of people they like in random spots they could touch on and be like, hey, like let's go up, that they like know it well enough to just say like, hey, let's play this, and if for it to like work. So you know, on my Instagram, a lot of the videos of covers or even originals, when you see like four people playing with me, you know, at a bar, that's basically what's going on, is it's like, you know, somebody took a video of me who like grabbing like five different people to play a song with me just because I felt like it. And yeah, so Chasing Cars is a good one that I love playing. There's a bunch of Ed Sheeran ones I love playing. Like, Perfect's not necessarily one of those ones, but my favorite Ed Sheeran covers to play would probably be, like, Sunburn is a really, really good one. I love the really rappy ones, like You Need Me, I Don't Need You. Like, Nina and Don't are really, really fun ones to play, especially when I'm just, like, really hanging out and having a good time. And, yeah, and past that, you know, really classic stuff like Yellow by Coldplay, you know what I mean? Or just anything by Coldplay. And yeah, just some like kind of notable pop tracks, you know, like sometimes people just send me stuff, you know, they'll like ask me to cover stuff on Instagram. You know, like somebody asked me to cover Cigarette Daydreams and I was like, sure, I've never played Cigarette Daydreams. And then it's like, you know, and it's just like fun little, and this is the kind of community part of it that I really like, is it's just like people will be like, I would like to hear you sing this. And I'm like, sure. And just get into it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, Boston's a great town to build that community in.
Absolutely.
All right. I've got a dozen lightning round questions for you. So for these, just keep it simple. Super and quick. Yeah. All right. Dream musical collaboration.
Ooh, dream musical collaboration. Adele.
Awesome. Yeah. If you could wake up tomorrow with the ability to play any instrument, what instrument would you choose?
Piano.
Cool. That's a good, that is a, because if you know how to play piano, you can play like a dozen other instruments.
It's so across the board. Yeah. Like, I feel like that's one I just need to learn eventually.
Then you know how to play guitar. And if you know how to play guitar, like, you made it.
You're a god.
Shout out Guitar Bear, local celebrity. What's your favorite gig that you've played?
My favorite gig that I've played was, I played a gig for a friend of mine who runs a interview social media platform called Mixed Musicians. Good friend of mine, Madison, and she hosted a show at one of like the local musicians' places, and like had a bunch of like the kind of like more popular queer local musicians kind of go up and do their thing. I opened for it and it started downpouring like immediately as the set started, so that, you know, they're like rushing to set up tents and it's just like downpouring. And I was just like, I'm just going to start. I mean, like, it's already raining. Everyone's already staying because they already bought tickets. We might as well just go. So it's raining, and I'm just like, I'm just going to play my set. And I played in the middle of a rainstorm, you know, with, like, very little coverage around me, and just, like, went off. You know what I mean? And that was probably one of my favorite shows that I've played.
That's awesome.
It was a good one. Yeah, it was a really good one. And I met, like, Chrysalis there, you know what I mean? Some, like, cool local people. Like Anne Ferrari, you know what I mean? Leah Perrette, you know what I mean? Just some cool, like, local artists that, like, just are really talented. And, yeah.
Awesome. Favorite word?
Flubber.
That's good.
Yeah.
Favorite color?
Orange.
First concert you went to?
First concert I went to was Judas Priest with my dad.
Nice. Are you involved with any other projects?
I'm currently helping a couple people just on a really low-key basis record their music, just for the sake of like getting better at recording. So I'm helping my friend Travis record a couple things right now, help my friend Gabe record a couple things, you know what I mean, just kind of like messing around with it. Me and the person I work with on a lot of this music stuff, Brandon, he's really good with like beats and like synths and like the really kind of technological side of a lot of this stuff. So a lot of the times, like, you know, I'll get beats from him and we'll like put stuff on it, or we'll be like, oh, like, let's get somebody else on this track and like organize something. So I try to be like, I try to kind of keep that on a different level. Like, there's like the main stuff and I'm always kind of picking at the main stuff. And then there's like the low key stuff where it's like, if I'm bored, I'll like hit somebody up and be like, hey, let's work on this. You know what I mean? Like, now that I got like 25 minutes to myself.
For sure. What's the best advice you've ever been given?
The best advice I've ever been given was, quite honestly, something I was told like 2 days ago, actually, where I caught hair for a living. And I was cutting hair and this person, you know, he was just like, oh, like, you know, what, how long have you been doing this? And I was like, oh, I've been doing it for this long. And he was like, oh, you know, like, you're an artist. And I was like, ah, I don't really subscribe to that idea with haircutting, you know, because it's just, it's, I was like, it's kind of just haircutting. He's like, and then he, like, you know, he looks at me in the mirror and he's like, if you don't sell yourself as an artist, nobody's ever going to buy you as an artist. And I was like, whoa, like that really hit me. And it just made me think of the way that I've been approaching it, you know, and it's like if somebody walked up, you know, if somebody like knocked on your door and they're like, hey, I got this thing. It's not that good. You know, I mean, kind of wasting your time, honestly, listening to it or you're doing whatever with it. It's just like nobody's going to at that point because you're already kind of cutting it out and being like, oh, it sucks. You know what I mean? So it's like they kind of just approach it with a little bit more like confidence, I guess, and a little bit more of like, no, I'm an artist. Like, this is what I do. I'm a musician. You know what I mean? And to have a little bit more like a little bit more intention in that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And when you're not working on music, what do you like to do for fun?
I play video games quite a bit. Yeah, I play a lot of video games. This whole recording thing has definitely taken the place of that kind of tinkering, you know, kind of aspect of video games. So I find I'm doing it less. But yeah, no, I love video games. I got a virus like a couple weeks back, like a month ago or something. And like, I was off work for like a week and I played Ni No Kuni for like 40 hours in that week and a half or whatever that I was like sick. And it was something I missed it so much, just like sitting down and just dumping like dumb hours into an RPG. And Ni No Kuni is such a cool one because it's all like Studio Ghibli vibes and like, you know, it's just got that Pokemon vibe where you're like, you're picking up these little creatures and they're all like fighting each other. And yeah, it's a good one.
Cool. Yeah, I hadn't heard of that one.
Yeah, it's a cool one. Yeah. It's made by, I mean, not to take up time talking about Ni No Kuni, but it's made by Level 5, which is an RPG company, and very literally co-produced with Studio Ghibli. The music's all done by Studio Ghibli. The story's created by them, and it's so good. It's such a good game. Oh, I love it.
That's awesome. All right, so Chloe Crystal Taylor, you are on Instagram. You're playing some gigs coming up. That we've been over all that, and they are all on your Instagram and your other social medias as well.
Absolutely.
I think that we're just about at the end of the show. Do you have any final words that you'd like to say to wrap up?
Not too much. No, not too much. Do you have time for one more?
Yeah, cool. Go for it.
So this song's going to be a cover. And yeah, the song's called Chasing Cars. And this will be a nice little moment. But yeah, this is one of the songs that kind of, it's easy to play on guitar and it's beautiful and it just makes me feel good about being a musician. It's one of the greatest songs that was ever written, and yeah, I hope you all enjoy. We'll do it all, everything, on our own. We don't need everything or anyone. So if I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? I don't quite know how to say how I feel. Those three words are said too much. They're not enough. So if I lay here,
If I just lay here, would you lie with me and trust forget the world? Forget what we're told before we get too old. Show me a garden that's bursting into life. Let's waste time chasing cars around our heads. I need your grace to remind me to find my own. So if I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie?